Okay, I'm very happy to see you. So, and you know, first small piece of advice, then I will come into you on the teaching. In our life, you know, if you want peace, don't search your peace outside. From beginning time until now, we are searching happiness, peace from outside, and we never find it. Yes, Nata? Okay. So, peace is within oneself. Okay. It was disturbed, it was, you know, obscured by our delusion. And many concepts you taught. If you reduce the concept you taught, peace will reveal by itself. Okay. Our mental peace is something which you can't buy for money. Om's monogo magazine is the Nito Adin magazine Katuri Padayo Spakoi Umada, Tam Karovki, Eda Spakoi Umada, Vimosno Kupi na $100 and $200. Yes, the Taku is Tada se Bagat Ludi, Dabno Kupi, Taku Nin, Panyada. Spakoi Uma Dingame Kupi Nimago. Yes, Tata. Okay. Mental peace. Mental peace can be developed only through removing the disturbing state of mind. Yes, Nata. Oh. And another thing you should understand, nobody can disturb our mental peace. We are disturbing our mental peace. Okay. So our mind at the moment is like a leg. And our hand is throwing this leg, and that's where leg become dirty. With the hand of positive thought. Okay. More we have a many thought is like a pour, making dirty the pool. Okay. Then mind like a purdi became unpure, impure and pollution. Yes, Nata. Okay. First step is a stop, you know, storing the concept thought, storing the, you know, lack of our mind. First step. Okay. When you stop, just slowly settle down, mind become clear and clear. Yes, Nanda. Okay. So that's where, you know, in the morning when you do meditation, do one simple meditation, which I will tell you now. Yes, Nanda. Okay. One interest, meditation, da. Okay. Meditation is важно. Это полезно, да? Meditation is a training ума. Но медитация сначала надо начинать очень такую простую медитацию, потом сложно. Ясно, да? Okay. So, you know, morning, you know, first do some breathing meditation. Okay. Just breathe out, just breathe in, count 1, 2, like that. It will help you develop concentration.
Потом вдох, выдох, два. подобный быстрый, подобный подсчет, подобная концентрация поможет вам уменьшить количество концепций.
Yes, not that. If you do the small piece of meditation with a prayer, just know what you pray, you accumulate the merit, purify the account, very good. That. Purify the
account.
Yes, not that. Okay. After a little bit breathing meditation, then you know, first it's good for you to do, you know, just look at your mind. Yes, Dada? Okay. I know people like us, if we concentrate on mind, would be much easier than concentrating on some outer object. Yes, Dada? Okay. I will tell you some small Mahamudra technique which can be useful to you. Yes, Dada? Okay. One minute, Dada? Okay. So, you know, this is some small piece of practice which I give you. You do it, it will definitely bring some benefit. Yes, Dada? Okay. And especially if you want to meditate on emptiness, first try to understand the conventional nature of mind, then meditate on the ultimate nature of mind. Yes, Dada? Okay. So, first we should understand what is the conditioned nature of mind. Okay. I will give you a characteristic of the mind, then you look inside, and your mind should recognize mind itself. Yes, no, да? Это очень важно, понятно, да? Далай Лама говорит, мисе человек, да, очень много ищет, учится, да, наш мир, что Марс, что Юпитер, что, да? Если знаешь хорошо, не знаешь, это не очень важно, потому что Юпитер, Марс далеко, да? Очень далеко. Мой русский понял, да? Наш ум всегда вместе. Понял, да? Когда утром встают, ум работает. Да? Спать тоже ум работает. Когда кушает, ум, да? Но ум не знает. Да? Это неправильно. Понял, да? Okay. First try to understand what is mind and from identify with your own experience. Yes, no, да? Okay. So that's why in Tibet, you know, when the master gives teaching Mahamudra, first he introduces the student, you know, through his explanation, what is the conventional nature of mind. Yes, Dada. Okay. So you should. No, chocolate, that's not enough. Ничего, не надо. That's not enough. Chocolate. Не Yes, Dada. Okay. So, our mind, you know. So, our mind, you just look inside and try to understand. Our mind, first characteristic, is the absence of form. Okay. Okay. You don't have a matter. It's the absence of form. Okay, so that's saying that our brain is not mine.
Okay.
Second characteristic is a function of the mind.
Okay.
Function of mind is a cognitive. Any object appear, it can cognize. Okay. Just now I'm explaining you, your mind cognizing it. Something formless but cognizing. Okay. Yes, not like a computer. Only after program cognized. Okay. Yes, Anna. Okay. And then third, you know, by nature is clear. Okay. This is the mind. Okay. Primary mind is a cognizing the, you know, then now there is a primary mind, secondary mind. Okay. Primary mind is recognizing the general object. Okay. This is table, this is house, general object when you cook, that's the primary mind. Okay. Secondary mind recognizes the characteristic of the object. Yes, Dada. See, our primary mind cognizes the cup. But this is a primary mind. Secondary mind thinks that, oh, white cup, beautiful cup. Okay. Yes, Dada. So small children, when they look at the cartoon, how they look? They look at the cartoon, just picture. Okay. Grown up people, when they look at cartoon, how they look? Okay, not just cartoon. Cartoon, then so many seconds comes with thought count. Okay. Beautiful curtain, expensive curtain. If I sell it, I will get a lot of money. Then I will become rich. Okay, how I can get this one? Okay. When you have such thing, then suffering of not getting this curtain. Thinking many other plan to have this one. Okay. Through this, then we rotate samsara. Okay. So this way, very important that we have to stay in the primary state of mind, just clean every state. Okay, that's not that. Like a child, look at the picture. Just clean every state and don't stop the concept thought, don't run up the concept of thought. Okay. Mahamudra and Dzogchen, they are Zen, they are all very similar. Okay. So, what means that? Okay. See, it says the conceptual thought, our conceptual thought, if you try to stop, you can't stop it, it will become more. Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. It's like a wave. Wave, if you try to stop from your hand, impossible. Okay. Yes, doctor. So, what's the best way to stop the wave? Okay. You should understand that wave comes from the wind. Okay. If the wind stops, wave will stop by itself.
Okay.
In the same way, if you want to stop the conceptual thought, you should understand from where conceptual thought comes. One minute, sir. Okay. So, conceptual thought comes from the following the conceptual thought. You should understand. Yes, sir. Okay. So this way, best way to solve the concept, don't follow the concept at all. Don't reject it, don't follow it. Okay. When thought comes, recognize the concept of thought. Okay. Don't follow, just stay with this concept of thought.
And
it will disappear. Yes, no, смотри, так простой медитация, да? Так медитация ум, да? Ум так stay with your present state of mind. Yes, no, don't visualize the mind. Ясно. Don't visualize the clear light of mind. Понятно? Okay. That is also conscious thought. Понятно? Okay. Just stay with your present. Don't go in the past. Don't think of future. Stay in the present. Every moment is a continuity of the consciousness. Present moment. In the present moment of your consciousness, you can there's a chance to see the clear light of your mind. Yes, not that? Okay. Oh, clear light of mind, if you cognize it, it's an unbelievable pleasure. Вам интересно? Да? Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm just telling technique to how to get there. Понятно? Okay. See, Mahamudra teaching can be given like that for yoga or Mahamudra. I'm not allowed to give you detailed teaching. I'm just telling you the roughly.
Пока еще не готовы для этого.
Но
я могу обрисовать
вам общую
черту.
Okay. Like an exhibition.
Я могу дать вам краткий
экскурс. First yoga is called yoga of one point concentration.
Первая йога называется йога
однонаправленного сосредоточения. Okay. Here, you know, in this yoga of one point concentration, you know, one cultivate. First, cognize the conventional nature of mind and cultivate one point of concentration, samatha. Yes, samatha. Okay. When you achieve the results in the first yoga, the result is unbelievable. Okay. The sign is like when you achieve the first yoga of one point yoga, you achieve a very sharp concentration. Okay. At that time, because of one point of concentration yoga, all the concentration thoughts settled down, mind became very clear. When mind is very clear, clairvoyance comes by itself. Ясна видит, is not new potential come from other. See, when your eye, perfect eye, you are wearing eyeglass, and eyeglass is dirty, for example. You don't see things clearly. When you clean this dirty, okay, you see things clear and clear. This seeing of clear and clear didn't come newly, it's already exists there. Okay. Ranshi, you can't see clear because of this dirty prevent you. Yes, Dada. So Buddhism saying that our mind and Buddha mind, potential same. Buddha can cognize all phenomena, we can't cognize all phenomena. Why? Okay. Because Buddha consciousness, there is no any obstruction preventing him from cognizing all phenomena. Yes, Dada. Our mind, so many obstruction, delusion, imprint, that's why it can't see all phenomena. Okay. Yes, Mata. When you remove it, we can cognize. Yes, Dada. Okay. One interest now. Okay. That's the hour. So, when you just achieve it, the first yoga, our mind achieves such a tranquility, tranquility in mind, which can't be compared with worldly happiness. Yes, Nanda? Okay. Очень ум счастливо буду. Yes, Nanda? Okay. And then, because of achieving the first yoga of one point concentration, your body is not dependent on the gross food. That's not that. So that's in Tibet. This is not just theory. Many masters meditate and achieve this realization. You all have same potential. But you have to study it, how to realize this potential. How to realize. Yes, sir. See, yogi like Melarepa, Lama Tsoba, they all measure our mountain. 6 months, sometimes they don't eat food. They depend on the. They don't eat food, but body don't become degenerate. Why? So Buddhism saying that there's several different food. Okay. One is gross food. Okay. gross food which we are all eating. This food sometimes make our mind more pollution. There's another food also. One just now. Because you all come every day with your enthusiasm, so that's why I'm giving you some teaching which is not allowed to give to large group of people. Yes, Mata? Okay. So that's called concentration food. Second food is called concentration food. Concentration food is a true concentration, you know. Then your mind and the whole body get also food. Yes, Santa? Okay. And another thing, yogi, they can, take the essence of wind also. Buddhism saying that in the wind there is so many vitamins. Okay. So there's some specific practice and specific visualization, and you have to just like that, breathe in and take in the essence of the from the wind, and your body became stronger and stronger. This I'm not allowed to tell you, I'm just giving exhibition. Take the essence of from the wind. Another body became darove. Okay. Yes, Nanda. Okay. Oh. And then there is the other things, depend on taking the essence from the flower. From the taking essence of flower pillow, from the flower make pillow, and just depend on the pillow. Okay. And there's the taking the essence of four elements. You can take the essence from the water also. From the water you take essence and body nourish, and then the body became very healthy and mind became very clear because of not eating the gross food. Yes, Nanda. Such things exist. Yes, Nanda. Okay. In future, if you do intensive practice, these are also important to know. Yes, Nanda. Okay. Then through developing one point of concentration, tranquility mind increased day by day. Okay. In order to develop such a tranquility mind, such a concentration, you should know false meditation, five forms of meditation, eight antidote. Okay. Six power, how to progress. Okay. Yes, Nanda. Okay. So during meditation. Okay. Most important during meditation is to develop mindfulness. Okay. Be mindful with your own state of mind. Don't go in the past. Don't think of past. Okay? Don't think of future. You should say, past is finished, doesn't exist now. Just needs to, at moment doesn't exist. Future yet to come. That's why it doesn't exist now. What present? Every moment.
Мик.
Okay. Мик.
Мик или момент?
This is the reality.
Вот что такое реальность.
Понятно? Past, strange, future didn't come. The reality is a present every moment.
Прошлого уже нет, будущего еще нет. И поэтому наша реальность это каждое мгновение настоящее.
Okay. Why we have so many concepts of thought?
Почему у нас так много концепций?
Понятно? Because we don't stay in the present reality moment.
Потому что мы не способны пребывать в настоящей реальности, в настоящем моменте.
Понятно? Either we are in the past.
Мы постоянно либо уходим мыслями в прошлое,
or in future.
Живем в прошлом, либо мы живем в будущем.
We don't stay in the present moment.
Мы не способны удерживать себя, оставаться в настоящем.
Thus we have so many gorkha, so many depression, so many fever. Okay. Too much getting in the past, then you have a missing depression. And too much missing, then attachment come, feel very depression. Okay. Yes, not that. Okay. And then sometimes too much on the future. Our mind can't have rest. Either in the past, either in the future. This is the harm you are creating by yourself to your mind and your body. Если ум так много думает, да, в прошлом так, да, в будущем так, да, сомнений много, да, ум нездоровый, тело нездоровый, да. Когда тело нездоровый, тело не баланс, ум не баланс будет, да? После этого тело тоже не баланс. Баланс, да? Не баланс. И это разная болезнь, да? Печень болит, желудок болит, да? Сердце болит. Все это result from the result of so many concepts of thought.
Если дисбаланс является результатом большого количества концептов.
Йоги, которые медитации гора, да? 12 лет, 15 медитаций, никого не болит. Голова не болит, сердце нет, желудок, ничего не болит. Ум спокойно, лекарств не кушает, да? Витамин не кушает, очень здоровый. Ясно, да? Окей. So Tibetan medicine says that one of the main cause of our health problem is a, no balance of the body and mind. Okay. One minute, okay. So, what is the best thing? Just stay in the present moment. Yes, Tata. Clear in every state of mind, just present. Don't think past, don't think future.
Ясное, осознанное состояние ума, которое пребывает просто в настоящем моменте, не думая ни о прошлом, ни о будущем.
Прямо, да? Так, мы пост сейчас, да? Утром. Это очень полезно вам, хорошо?
Утром вот так вот сидеть после медитации и заниматься такой медитацией.
Прямо. Это постановление ума. Там опасно, не то. Разно, визуализация, там, контакты, там, марш, там. Это опасно. Потом ваш ум мало так вот, да? Это, this is one is like a coconut. Like, see, try to understand your body, there's no danger. In the same way, try to understand your conventional nature of mind. There's not any danger. Opposite your mind becomes stronger and stronger when you recognize your mind. Yes, no, да? Okay. Okay. Так медитация немножко дышать, да? Медитация, концентрация на дышать. Потом this will help you to reduce the concentration. Then you can see your clear light of mind. First you not clear light of mind. First use your conventional nature of mind. Okay. Clear light is a more subtle set of mind. Okay. If this clear light, if you can use it, it's an unbelievable power. Buddhism saying that matter or mind, more you can ever use the subtle and subtle, it became more and more powerful.
Matter
or mind.
Buddhism
says.
Как материя, так и сознание обладают разными уровнями, и чем более тонкими уровнями, чем на более тонкие уровни материи сознания будет выходить и овладевать способностью пользоваться этими все более и более тонкими уровнями материи и сознания, тем больше и больше силы будет в наших руках.
Ясно, да? Okay. So science also knows it. When you able to use the, you know, subatomic. Then there's energy, power of energy. That's not that. Buddhism know this 2,500 years before. That's not that. Buddhism saying that mind is a more subtle mind, utilizing more powerful than the atom energy. Да? Atom energy sometimes it can be destructive. Atom bomb. Okay, very dangerous. Okay. And mind, subtle energy, subtle mind, this can be destructive, it can be constructive. Very powerful, it's constructive. Вам интересно, да? Okay. So that's why our delusion is such powerful, we need a very powerful instrument to remove the delusion. Ясно, да? If you don't have such technique, then you say, anger go away. If one day go, next day it will come. Понятно? Окей. Вчера, после вчера, когда я лекцию читаю, да? Я знаю, вот это время ваше омрачение ушло. At that time your delusion go away. But I know they are waiting outside with a flower in their hand. is done. This is at the moment he don't let us come because he's in giving them teaching. Okay, he's telling us, telling them how bad is the delusion. Okay, and they're saying, don't worry, you know, when lecture finish, we will give them flower, then we will stay in their heart, same as before. We will give the flower. That's not that. Okay, so that's where, in order to remove them delusion completely from mind, we need a help of such a, you know, powerful state of mind. Okay, so that's where Buddha first teach people how dangerous is the delusion, how true delusion is samsara. Then first he showed the, you know, roughly antidote. Yes, Nanda. Still, this take long time removing. Then Buddha give a very powerful technique, which is called technique, which is unity technique. That is called Tantra. Yes, Nanda. So Tantra is a unique technique. Okay, to remove delusion much faster.
Okay.